Look at that nice flag there. It says, every child matters. Isn't that a nice message? Every child matters, guys. Even you. You're a nice child, aren't you? Just heard someone talking over there. Guys, it's cold today. It is. Look at the sky here. It's cold. That's why I'm wearing a jacket, you can see. Now, let me ask you a question. Which season of the year is it here in Canada? Is it the spring? Nope. Is it the fall? Nope. It's smack dab in the middle of summer. Right now, smack dab in the middle of summer. Do you know what smack dab means? It means in the very middle, right in the middle. Not at the beginning of summer, not at the end of summer, right in the middle of summer. Smack dab in the middle of summer. And it is about 12 degrees out here. 12 degrees. I'm just going for a walk. You can see it's raining a little bit, but clouds are kind of dark and it's just kind of overcast, right? I've taught you that word before many times since I started this channel. Overcast means there's just clouds everywhere, right? It's just the whole sky is clouds. So guys, let me just wipe off the camera. Can you see me? I've got some raindrops on the camera lens. So guys, it is smack dab in the middle of summer. Now, when is middle of summer in Canada? In your opinion, what do you think? Well, if you would ask me, Mark, when is the middle of summer in Canada? I would tell you end of July, the last week in July. I'm making this video the last few days in July. Keep hearing noises, guys. So, can you imagine that? 12 degrees in the last few days of July. That is astonishing. That's cold, right? For middle of summer. And this summer has been kind of crazy because we have had more smoke in the air from all the wildfires that are burning, all the forest fires burning around Canada. We have had more smoke in the air than any other summer in history, at least in my memory. I never remember so much smoke in the air. Starting to rain a little bit harder, guys. This is kind of more like a drizzle. I would call it a drizzle. If it's not raining too hard, I mean, you can see on my jacket, right? I'd say it's drizzling, or it's a light rain, maybe call it that, a light rain. So guys, it's actually a nice day in that I can go walking and it's not super windy. So actually, it's not a bad day, it's just cold. And so, I was thinking about this today, that the main reason to come to Canada is for the summers. The summers are usually pretty nice. They're usually not so smoky, they're usually not so cold. Look at these nice flowers, guys. Nice canal, nice little bridge here. Oh, look at these nice pine cones. I love the smell of pine. Sometimes I like to rub pine needles in between my fingers. I smell my finger, smell the pine off the, because the pine needles, they don't really have a strong smell. You almost have to crush them or rub them between your fingers to really get the smell out of them. So guys, the reason to come to Canada is to enjoy nature, the beautiful nature, you know, trees, wildlife, you know, and the only time you can really do that is in the summer when you can actually get outside without freezing, right? Because in the winter, it's usually very cold. You can't get outside. And so I was thinking today that if these forest fires, because maybe I'll start walking back, because if it starts raining harder, I'm going to get soaked. If the forest fires, like if this is the beginning of a new era in Canadian history where our forests are going to burn. Now, we've got a lot of forests. Okay, if you look on a map, most of Canada is forest. It's just wilderness. There's just billions of trees. I don't know actually how many trees there are in Canada. Maybe you could do a Google search about that. How many billion? There must be billions of trees in Canada. There's so many. And so the forest fires that we've had, they've burned down a record number of trees, huge areas. But the thing is, those areas are actually very small compared to the whole Canadian wilderness. So if this trend continues, now I remember last summer it was smoky, the summer before that was smoky, and each of the past three summers it has gotten worse, I think. Like, I haven't been here all the time, you know, in Alberta, so it's kind of like hard to remember which year is which. But this year for sure is the worst. And I know in the past few years, there's been this trend of smoke, like apocalyptic skies where you can't even see the sun. You know, like you can look right at the sun because there's so much smoke in the air. That's just crazy. Now, right now it's raining, so that's nice. Kind of takes some of the smoke out of the air, right? I like rain. It's kind of freshens things up a bit. And, you know, hopefully this forest fire trend will not continue. Hopefully next summer and all the next, you know, for the next 10 years, hopefully all the summers are good and there's no smoke. But I'm telling you, if this continues, and I'm not just talking about Alberta, BC, Ontario, and the smoke has blown down into the US. You've probably seen on the news, you know, in places like New York, the skies are like orange. It's like apocalyptic, right? So think about this before you move to Canada. If the summers are going to be like this, and the winters are really cold, I don't even know why people would come to Canada, you know. So I was thinking today that if this continues, if the forest fires continue, if we've got really cold summer days like this, if the weather is weird. Now, you'll remember a few years ago, I was in BC, and that was the hottest temperatures ever in Canada and one of the hottest around the world. When I was there, it was like 50 degrees. 50 degrees out in BC. It was so hot, guys. And now it's like cold. 12 degrees out here. So if this continues, I'm going to make a bold prediction that within 5 years, immigrants who have come to Canada will start leaving and going back to their country again, because it's become unlivable here. Right now, what is the real reason people come to Canada? The biggest reason is for prosperity, right? The word prosperity means somehow it's your life is better. You're richer. You make more money here, right? Your quality of life is better here, right? That's why people come to Canada. And I love immigrants. You know, if you want to come to Canada, you're welcome. I'm not, hopefully I'm not discouraging your plans, but I'm just thinking here, imagine if suddenly people couldn't make as much money here as they were hoping. And imagine if they were looking at the weather and thinking, I can't live there. You know, because if you're coming from a poor country, you can probably tolerate really bad weather if you're making a decent salary. Like, let's say you have a job making like $50,000-$60,000 a year. Well, then you could probably endure a lot of cold winters, you know, some weird summer, smoky air, you know. But, you know, like, it comes to, you know, like, if you're a new immigrant in Canada, let me know, what was your decision-making process, right? You probably weighed the pros and the cons, right? So, probably thinking, well, in Canada, I can get a better job. Okay, how much better? Maybe I can make $20,000 more than I could make in my country. Or, guys, just let me wipe off your face there. Now you can see me, right? You know, maybe you could make a certain amount more here. But what amount is it that would make it worth it to you to endure the really cold winters and cold summers and smoky air? Imagine if the whole summer was just ruined with smoke and weird weather. You know, it's kind of interesting how we make decisions, right? We think about it, we weigh the pros and the cons, and we evaluate, you know, all the different variables, right? Because maybe in your country, you're making a decent salary, you can live, but maybe in Canada, you could make double. Would that be worth it to come to Canada? Or would you want to make triple? What if you could only make 10 or 20% more? Would that be worth it? You know, how much more smoky? Guys, I'm getting wet. I can feel the water soaking through my jacket now. You can see my arm. I better go back. But how much more smoky would it have to get for you to leave Canada? How much colder would it have to get for you to leave Canada and go back to maybe making the same amount that you were before? Like, when we evaluate these different variables in our quality of life calculator, right? What are the variables? What are the different factors that you calculate? Probably weather, income, safety. Oh, guys, I forgot I'm cooking something at home. My alarm. Do you ever set alarms to remind yourself? guys, I'm cooking something. Now my stuff is going to burn, so I better head back home here. But I wanted to ask you that question. You know, what are the variables? What would it take for you to leave Canada? You know? And I like seeing immigrants wanting to come to Canada. It's nice to be from a country that people want to come to. But I think a time is coming, and it might be in less than 5 years, where many, many immigrants who have come to Canada from their countries are actually going back to their countries. Maybe it's just too expensive to live here. Maybe it's the weather is too bad. Maybe they're not making enough money anymore. You know, whatever the deal is, let me know in the comments. What would it take for you to leave Canada I'm sure some people are doing that already, but still, Canada has a surplus of people coming in. There are people leaving, but not really that many. I mean, look around, like, nobody's like lining up to leave Canada, like by the thousands. They're not doing that. But I'm saying, my prediction is that in 5 years or less, we will be seeing people leaving Canada for reasons that are, you know, for them to decide, like whatever reason is in their mind. Like I said, if it's too expensive or if it's too cold or whatever, if it's just not worth it to live here anymore, you know? So what would it take? Let me know, honestly, if you are a new, or if you've been in Canada for a long time, if you're any kind of immigrant in Canada, let me know. What would it take for you to leave Canada and go back to your country? I hope that day doesn't come, but I was thinking about it today and I thought I'd make a video about it just because it's so cold here in the middle of the summer. That's ridiculous, guys. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. Hope all my predictions do not come true. Hope I'm just out to lunch. Out to lunch means it's just kind of crazy, right? So guys, stay safe, healthy, happy, and I hope you're enjoying the rain. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.